Welcome to Winter in November. It feels like we took a January day and moved it back just a couple of months. Temperatures are cold, and the gusty wind is making it feel even colder. It's definitely a good day to have that heavy winter coat, and the cold weather is going to carry on into tonight, and then things are going to start warming up tomorrow, so this is going to be the coldest day of the week. High pressure is in control right now. It's a large area of high pressure that extends from the Great Lakes south into the Appalachians, and that puts us on the east side of the high. Now, the airflow around high pressure is clockwise, and that means our wind and our air is coming out of the northwest, and that's what is pushing in that cold air this afternoon into this evening. As the high pressure area draws closer tonight, the wind will diminish, and that's going to allow for temperatures to drop quickly. So I'm expecting lows to be largely in the teens coming up, and there's even the chance for a few single-digit low-temperature readings. So it is going to be a cold morning tomorrow, and then as the day moves along, that high-pressure area is going to begin to drift more to the east, and that means our wind is going to turn to the south and southwest, and that's going to help to push some warmer air into our area. So temperatures tomorrow will still be a bit cool, but not as cold as today. I'm forecasting highs to be largely in the low 40s. It could be a little bit warmer west of, say, the Hudson River. A few spots could reach the mid-40s, at least in the Mohawk River Valley. And then on Friday, we'll see temperatures warm up into the 50s, so that'll feel quite nice, especially after the cold weather today. And then on Saturday, we'll have some cooler air begin to come in, and that means we'll be in the 40s across the north, near 50 or so in the Albany area, and in the 50s to the south. So we have some temperature changes coming up over the next few days, but notice there's no significant stormy weather in the forecast. I know there have been a few flurries flying in some spots through today. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, with highs in the low 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, and not as cold, a bit breezy, with highs in the low to mid-40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, with highs in the low to mid-40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cool but not as cold as today, with highs in the low 40s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 50s, and then on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.